Think a minute. Thomas Edison is one of history's greatest inventors, with more than 1,000 inventions and patents to his name. It's interesting that he gives much of the credit to his mother. He wrote, "I did not have my mother long, but her influence on me lasted all my life. If not for her encouragement and faith in me, I would never have become an inventor. I was a careless boy, and with a mother of less wisdom and sensitivity, I would have turned out badly. But her strength, sweetness, and goodness kept me on the right path. My mother was the one who made me the man that I am." It's so important that we tell our son how much we love and believe in him and show him how important he is in our eyes. Ask yourself, will my son have many memories and feelings of how much I loved him? Mom and Dad, we must let our son know that we discipline him for the wrong things he does, not for the person he is. Correction does much, but encouragement does much more. Encouragement after correction is like the sun after the rain. The early relationship between a boy and his mother affects his physical and psychological health for the rest of his life. A study by Harvard University showed that men who, when they were babies and little boys, did not have close, loving care from their mothers, had more than twice as many serious illnesses like heart disease, high blood pressure, ulcers, and alcoholism than men who did have a secure, loving relationship with their mother when they were small. A baby should be born with a sign around his neck that warns, "Caution, handle with care. Love me, protect me. Your heart is my home." The mother is also the gatekeeper between the children and their father. She can either build the father-son relationship or she can destroy it. Boys are born with a natural desire to be like their dad, but they will not respect and follow him if their mother criticizes and makes him look like a weak or failing father. However, if she shows respect to their dad, his sons will also. So, mother, are you using your influence and power to love, teach, and help build your son into the man God created him to be? Won't you ask the Lord to forgive you for your mistakes and failures and to help you become the mother he created you to be? Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.